Amen. What a joyful sound that is. How many of you have joy in your hearts this morning?
Amen.
Amen. I've seen a lot of hands go up, but I've seen a lot that didn't go up. So I hope during this service you get joy too. But I say that for a reason, because there's a lot of joy going on in this church today, and that's what this time is all about, is joys and concerns. That our church is really booming, and it's an awesome church and an awesome place to be. And we had something happen yesterday morning that was really joyful in my heart, and I just felt like it needs to be brought up today, that a group of the men met yesterday morning, and we decided that the men's club of this church needs to take a different direction, that we need to get a little more involved. And so next Sunday will be our last Sunday morning breakfast for the men's club. Now, that doesn't mean we're done. It means that that's the last morning for our Sunday morning breakfast. We are making a change to Saturday morning. On the second Saturday of each month, the men will meet for breakfast, and we invite young men, middle-aged men, all men. We'd like to get everybody, every man in this church involved in this mission that we're setting out to do. And on Saturday mornings, the second Saturday of each month at 8:30, we will have breakfast, we will have a time of devotion, and then we will set out on projects to do that day. We will be doing projects around the church, we'll be doing projects for people in the church that need to be done in their homes, and we will be doing projects in the community. So we just ask for praise. We ask for your continued prayers for the men's group, and we are expecting great things to happen with this. But don't forget, next Sunday is still Sunday morning breakfast. So we'd like to have as many of you can come and be with us next Sunday morning. And also in the line of joys, June and I would just like to lift up, a lot of things are happening in our life right now that are kind of unexplainable. But anyway, we just have a lot of joy in our hearts. And at the same time, we have joy about youth group, the music, the group, the kids thing, as I understand it, just booming with numbers. So we've got a lot of joy in this church to be proud of, and I'm really happy about it. And but on the other hand, we have things to pray about. Our numbers in Sunday school have dropped off, so we need to keep that in our prayers and in our thoughts. And then we have some others mentioned today that Betty Holcroft broke her arm. We need to keep Betty up in our prayers. Mavis Went has a bulging disc in her back, and she's in great pain. We have prayers and get well wishes for Dale and Margaret Sloan. Dale had knee replacement surgery, and Margaret is not feeling well. Back on praises and thanks, we have a note from Maxine Peck that God is so good to her for helping catch the cancer in stage one. It says, thank you for your cards and prayers, and a special thank you to Ken and Francis for their caring ministry with her and the yummy homemade jelly, and to the caring ministry for their beautiful cards. So we just continue to pray. And also on the back of your green sheet, there are people listed there. We need to keep Roberta and Jail Hedrick on the passing of Roberta's father, and Bob Sally and Ann and Lou Massey on the passing of Ann's sister. And we need to keep the people in the nursing home and in the military. So I think this is an awesome thing about the website. My son-in-law is over in Iraq right now, and let's go to prayer. Lord, as we come to you with hopeful, joyful hearts, we just thank you for all that you do for us. We just lift us, all of this, up to you, the praises that we have for all you do for us, the grace that you show us every day is just so tremendous. And Lord, we just lift up all of these that need your healing prayer or your healing hand. We pray for them. We pray for those that have lost loved ones. Lord, we just ask your guidance and your directions, your ever-loving hand on everything that we do in this church, everything that we say in this church. Help us to learn how to pray. Help us to be aware of your gifts. Lord, we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.